Australia was discovered by Captain Cook in 1717, and he landed at Botany Bay, if I remember rightly. And it's an enormous country. I had no idea how big it was, but it's a very big country, and a lot of it is desert, I understand. It's an English-speaking country. The indigenous population are Aborigines. But there are a lot of English people were sent there. The convicts were sent out from this country on convict ships to Australia, and they formed the base of the English community. Obviously, they've been added to by people from lots of other different countries since. So it's a very, very big mix of people in Australia these days. But it's along with New Zealand, which is also part of the Commonwealth, it's a place that a lot of British people have emigrated to because they believe they've got a better quality of life. And life over there is more as it used to be 20 years ago in this country, particularly New Zealand. New Zealand has got a very nice rhythm, a very good rhythm of life for socialising, leisure, and standard of living. And the same in Australia, they have a very good standard of living. My cousin and her husband emigrated, her brother has emigrated, his sister has emigrated. So there's a lot of people gone out to Australia. And one of these days I shall visit too.